Has Canada taken religious tolerance too far? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's been a big story in Canada, the murder of Aksa Parvaz, a 16-year-old girl killed by her father, allegedly because as a conservative Muslim, he couldn't tolerate her decision not to wear the hijab to school. The father was convicted, but the debate goes on over whether this reflects an entire religion or just one man's temper. To columnist Barbara Kay of Canada's National Post, this reveals the dark side of Canada's attempts to embrace Islam as just another religion. She condemns feminists who've remained silent.
They say, well, we mustn't judge. This is their culture. This is their difference. We must not criticize. And I disagree with that.
She would ban the veil from school entirely, even if the child's wearing it voluntarily.
How do we know which children are being compelled and which are wearing it voluntarily? And besides, to me, this is a sign that they belong to their fathers and brothers.
She would also ban yarmulkes and visible crucifixes. But the real uproar is over a column written by Natasha Fatah, a young Muslim woman who writes for the CBC and who says too many Muslims are actually trying to justify the murder.
What I've been surprised by is the level of sort of anger in the Muslim community towards this poor 16-year-old girl. You know, if you go on Facebook and if you go on blogs, you'll see 15-year-old Muslim girls saying, oh, she had it coming. She deserved it. She wasn't a real Muslim.
Seriously?
Yes.
And I'll have more from Natasha tomorrow. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.